You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's very appropriate now, considering Oscar is drinking a Red Bull, to talk about junk food. A recent article in the New Zealand Medical Journal looked at children's views on junk food marketing, including advertising, what nutritional information should be provided, and how healthy food is promoted. Now, the New Zealand Dental Association led a consensus statement on sugary drinks is calling for a change to how food marketing to children is monitored. I spoke to the Dental Association's sugary drinks spokesperson, Dr. Rob Beaglehole, and started by asking him to tell me what the article actually tells us about advertising.
The article was mainly focused on kids standing up and speaking out and saying we've had enough of junk food companies marketing their products to us as kids. The Dental Association was very happy to see this response, because we know as a society that kids are affected by junk food. And the marketing has an impact on what they buy and how they test their appearance. So we're very pleased with this report from the medical journal.
How dangerous is junk food advertising at the moment? What are the actual impacts that it can have on young people?
Well, young people are very susceptible to junk food marketing. I mean, we have an appalling situation here in New Zealand when the All Blacks, which are heroes for many kids around New Zealand, including my kids, they're actually peddling sickness in the form of sugary drinks. They used to be sponsored by Coke and Powerade, but now they're sponsored by Gatorade. And Gatorade is basically lolly water. So kids are susceptible. And what the Dental Association is calling for is the government to look at the evidence and step in and regulate junk food marketing to kids in New Zealand.
Obviously, the impacts are mainly on children, but do parents have a role to play here in terms of the information they need to be giving to their children and how they react to advertising?
Well, look, it's very difficult to convince your kids that they should be having their broccoli and their corn for dinner when their kids are bombarded by junk food marketing from multinational global corporates who employ the very best marketers and advertisers to make sure that kids have that desire for junk food, which is basically food high in salt, sugar and fat. Parents have a role, yes, but we also believe that the government has a role.
And what role do you think that is?
Well, one thing that could easily be done is to increase the watershed hours, so when junk food can be advertised on TV. For example, we think that should be extended out to as late as possible. I mean, the other thing is my kids have a look at the internet, YouTube, Spotify. They are bombarded with junk food advertising, particularly from McDonald's, I've noticed recently.
What about packaging? I mean, when you walk down the aisle of the supermarket, everything does look really attractive, even if you haven't seen an ad as such. Do we do something along the lines of what we do with cigarettes in terms of changing the packaging?
Well, yes, eventually, but that's a very forward-thinking strategy, and we need to have that in the back of our minds. But the thing is, we need to treat the junk food industry like we treat the tobacco industry. So there's no difference in terms of how you deal with them. And that basically is the taxation, advertising and marketing restrictions, particularly to children, and getting junk food out of schools. One thing that the government could do would be to instigate a water-only policy in all schools and also a junk food-free policy. That would go a long way at reminding children, but also parents, that junk food has only a very, very limited place in diets for children.
Where do we stand in terms of other countries, both in terms of the level of advertising, but also the health implications for our children? I mean, would if we change advertising here, would we be going in line with other countries, or would be this be stepping out and doing something a bit forward-thinking?
Well, actually, a number of other countries around the world have banned junk food marketing to kids. Look, embarrassingly, New Zealand has the third highest rate of childhood obesity in the OECD, the Western world. The third highest. That's something that I don't feel proud of, and it's something I think the government should actually start thinking about and doing something about. And one easy, very easy thing to do is to prevent our kids as much as possible from seeing junk food marketing.
And you have mentioned taxation, so I'm guessing a sugar tax is something that you think needs to be on the cards?
Well, what the Dental Association and other organisations are after is an evidence-based approach. So what we know is that taxes, or what we prefer to call it, is a health levy on sugary drinks. We know that they work overseas, and if they work overseas, they're going to work here in New Zealand.
If nothing changes, what do you think the implications are for this current generation of children in the future?
Well, further pain and suffering from, you know, multiple teeth that need to be taken out. 36,000 kids last year had one or more teeth taken out. 7,000 of them actually had to be admitted to hospital to have an expensive $4,000 general anaesthetic. And that doesn't even consider the impacts that junk food has on children's risk for obesity and also type 2 diabetes.
And Dr. Beaglehole also added in after we'd finished recording that really the main reason we need the government to step in is because we can see from statistics that self-regulation on this issue just isn't working, so we need more to be done.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.